AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is a moment that will define us as a city and define us as a people.
That is the mayor of Cleveland, Frank Jackson, responding to the not guilty verdict against a white Cleveland police officer, Michael Brillo, in the shooting deaths of two unarmed black men. The mayor understands why people in Cleveland are upset.
And we're asking them to do it in the way that they've done it in the past. And our expectation is that they will do that.
Ain't gonna let no racist police turn me around.
That is the sound of a mock funeral procession through Cleveland shortly after the verdict was announced. Alfredo Williams' brother was one of the men killed.
The president needs to come here because this case needs to be tried again.
That tape from WOIO-TV. The judge said he could not determine that Officer Brillo alone fired the fatal shots and added he would not sacrifice Brillo to an angry public if the evidence did not merit a conviction. The commander of international forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, says the Islamic State group is actively recruiting in Afghanistan, but is not fully operational.
We don't want it to continue to grow, so the more and more that we find out about it, that they can tamp this down before it gets to a level that you see in Syria and Iraq.
Campbell says the Islamic State group is attracting Taliban fighters in Afghanistan and Pakistan who were disgruntled with the lack of progress and more than 10 years of fighting to overthrow the government in Kabul. Huge crowds are filling a square in San Salvador for a ceremony to beatify Catholic Archbishop Oscar Romero. He was shot and killed 35 years ago and declared a martyr for his faith this year by Pope Francis. Tens of thousands of people are gathered in a town in Kenya for a beatification ceremony for an Italian nun, Irene Stefani, who worked for many years in the country. This is AP Radio News. Memorial Day weekend includes the running of the Indianapolis 500.
When the green flag drops on Sunday's 99th running of the Indianapolis 500, fans will be hoping to see history made. Elio Castroneves hopes to join A.J. Foyt, Rick Mears, and Al Unser Sr. as a four-time winner of the race. Marco Andretti tries to become the third generation in his family to reach victory lane, following his grandfather Mario, who drove to first place in 1969, and father Michael, who won three times as a car owner. Marco has five top four finishes among his nine previous Indy starts. Tom Akins, Indianapolis.
Also this weekend is the reopening of the one-lane Brookfield Bridge in Brookfield, Vermont. It's believed to be the only wooden floating bridge in the country. It's been closed for 7 years after its flotation system started to fail, causing it to partially submerge. The new bridge in the small town is made of pontoons and is completely above water. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.